So those of you who are tired of hearing about Mother Teresa, be not afraid, I only have 8 pages left. So this might be the last day to endure. St. John, in the first reading, says, "Whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen." Mother Teresa would repeat words like this over and over throughout her life. She would say, "The most terrible poverty in the world is the feeling of being unloved. The worst disease today is not leprosy or AIDS or tuberculosis. It is the feeling of being unwanted." One time in a crowd, and I've come to find through reading this that these kind of things must have happened often, a reporter tried to provoke her. And he called out and he said, "Mother Teresa, you're 70 years old now. You're going to die before long. Can you really say your life has brought much change in the world? Isn't it very much the same? You've done little." She responded to him, "You know, I never wanted to change the world. I have only tried to be a drop of pure water in which God's love can be reflected. Does that seem a small thing to you?" The man didn't answer, and she was in a very large crowd, and she looked around and everyone was completely silent. She looked back at this reporter and she said to him, "Why don't you try to also be a drop of pure water? Then we would be two." She said to him, "Are you a married man?" He said, "Yes, Mother, I am." He said, "Why don't you go home and tell your wife about it also? Then we would be three reflections of God." "Sir, do you have children?" "Yes, 3. "Tell them also. Then we would be 6. And that was her life. St. John of the Cross has some of the most beautiful sayings about love, which are witnessed in the life of Mother Teresa. He said, "Where there is not love, put love, and then you will find love." And he would say, love begets love. Just as we hear from St. John, we love God because he first loved us. And it's the same in this world. How do people learn how to love? It's by being loved. And we're supposed to be vehicles of God's love to them. One time a man was on a plane with Mother Teresa, and she was traveling with this priest, and she was sitting a few rows up. And all of a sudden this man comes and he kneels down by the priest and he's shaken. He's actually trembling. And he says, "Father, that woman is looking at me and I feel like God is looking at me." He says, "Father, what's happening? What is going on?" Later the priest told Mother Teresa about this and she said, "Tell that man, yes, God is looking at him. He did not just notice him. He is love and he's been waiting for him." He encountered God's love in Mother Teresa's eyes and it shook him to his depths. And that man's life began to change. I close with this. Mother Teresa was one time invited to New York City. There was a conference of the United Nations and it was a conference on peace. And they thought, gosh, who better in the world to bring than Mother Teresa? She gave a very, very beautiful talk. At the heart of this, she's looking out at all these world leaders, presidents, government officials, and she says this to them, "Let us carry in our hearts one strong resolution. I will love. I will be a carrier of God's love." She said, "If you love, you will become holy. And if you are holy, you will be instruments of peace." Let us make one strong resolution. I will love. And it's a decision that we have to make over and over, not only every single day, but all throughout the day with the situations that confront us. am I going to choose love in this situation?